Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Monday. Let's go right to Friday, Alan. There's something to celebrate. That's WAMC and the 100th anniversary of Pete Seeger. Boy, what a national treasure, someone we all miss. But we'll gather on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Linda, and all of the proceeds go to the Lockbox for the June Fund Drive.
You know, just before Pete died, David, he gave a concert for WAMC, and we're very grateful for that. He told his friend Lori Wyatt he wanted to do something for WAMC, and he's done a great deal for all of us. And there have been celebrations in different places all over the place for Pete, but this is the WAMC celebration, and we're looking forward to seeing an awful lot of people there. There's still some tickets available. We'd very much like to see you. And it is part of our being together. It's part of our being a community. And Pete was one of those foundational parts of the radio station from the very beginning, from the first day. And we are immensely grateful, but we are also both happy to engage Pete and his memory, but also we're a little bit sad that he isn't with us every day because he was a tremendous force in our community. So it's Friday night. It's finally come. We'll all be together. You can get on the phone at 1-800-323-9262. Better to wait until 9 to do that, or you can do it right now at wamc.org.
We'll see you there. Well, Alan, of course, Pete Seeger fought against hate every day of his life, including an inscription on his banjo that read in part, "This instrument wraps itself around hate and forces it to surrender." And hate was on display again this weekend on Saturday at a synagogue in California where gunmen opened fire, killing one and injuring three others. It was the congregation Chabad north of San Diego. And basically a hate crime.
Well, of course, the problem is that there are people who are subject to this contagious behavior. Many times their brains aren't fully formed. We know that. We're talking about fairly young people in some cases. Now they're looking to see whether a spate of incidents has been tied together in different places. And anti-Semitism is not something that is new. We certainly understand what's happened in the black community and the lynchings that have gone on over our lifetime and have now all but disappeared, but are still being brought to justice. Those people who are, you know, so malignant that they think that the other is threatening them, which of course is nonsense. And it is disheartening. It's awful. What else can anybody say? A 60-year-old woman dies stepping in front of the rabbi to protect him. The rabbi goes on to talk about how we will not let this defeat us. And that's the only thing you can hope. In the meantime, we have a president of the United States who steps in to say, this is bad. On the other hand, he has created this sense of the other that has led us down this path and which infects so many minds.
And just the day before, he was at the National Rifle Association's annual meeting where the president pulled out of the arms treaty.
Well, as you know, this gun group is part of the core constituency of this president. He caters to it. He looks to it. He incites it. And we are seeing the kinds of actions that come out of that. Many people know it for what it is, but there are some who do not. And they're the ones who take it seriously.
Speaking of taking it seriously, a hearing on the BBC this morning, Alan, that in Paris today, the UN report will show the urgent need for a nature rescue plan. Dramatic die-off of pollinating insects, especially bees, threatens essential crops valued at $500 billion annually. There's a lot more in this report that will make your hair stand on end.
It will, David. You and I have talked about this hundreds of times. You know, somebody stands in front of you with a gun, there's a real danger. You say, this is one person who could kill another person or several other people. But because we have not paid attention to climate change, because it's too diffuse, because we have not understood what we have done to this planet, we have created basically a situation in which we will, as a society, our children, our grandchildren, will suffer tremendously. It's time to do something very, very dramatic. And we know, we all know it.
There's that word, dramatic. The powerful chair of the House Judiciary Committee, New York Representative Jerry Nadler, threatened to subpoena Attorney General William Barr if he refuses to testify this week, which, of course, could escalate the feud that's going on.
You know, the president has said he doesn't want his people basically participating in all of this. He says he's the most transparent in history, which is a bunch of nonsense, of course. It's the big lie. We have seen it again and again. Of course, the problem here is that if they subpoena Barr, who's going to enforce the subpoena? Certainly not the Justice Department. That's what you have to worry about here. This becomes a real classic constitutional crisis in which two branches of the government are pitted against each other, and it creates a situation in which the American people are going to be held hostage in one form or another. The Justice Department is supposed to enforce subpoenas. Nadler is supposed to do what he wants because he represents a coordinate branch of government. I don't know what else to tell you. This is not a good situation.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. We'll get to that website, WAMC.org, to get your tickets for Pete Seeger's 100th birthday celebration. This Friday at the Linda, 7 p.m. We'll be there, and all the proceeds go to the Lockbox.
And David, I can't wait. I really can't. The great Happy Traum, one of the best folk singers in the business, a guy who knows how to lead people in song and we'll all sing together.